Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
On the mellow, health-conscious Upper West Side of Manhattan, where people eat kale and drink soy milk, there's a big vegan coming to the neighborhood. More bone than flesh and more replica than real, this week marks the unveiling of a Titanosaurus at the American Museum of Natural History, home of the largest collection of dinosaur fossils in the world. This Titanosaurus, a relative of the smaller Dreadnoughtus, was not a gentle vegan. Its tail, for one thing, was a real killer, says Drexel University researcher Ken Lacavera.
And so it's 30 feet altogether.
And this is an incredibly bulky, massively muscled tail. Everything about this bespeaks to its power.
The scientists first found evidence of this monster in Patagonia, Argentina. And unlike a lot of similar massive discoveries, they can digitize the huge bones of this fossil so they can be easily visualized without moving them.
We're using a 3D laser scanner to capture the digital form of these bones, and then essentially we can digitally curate the fossil. This has the advantage that it doesn't take space. These images can be ported around the world to other scientists, other museums, and we can use them in biomechanical models.
Dr. Diego Pohl is here in New York, one of the paleontologists from Argentina who discovered this dinosaur. He joins me now in the studio. Doctor, did you assemble this massive skeleton from a digital file?
Yeah, exactly. We actually scanned with a laser scanner the entire set of fossils we found in Argentina. So we have a digital 3D model of the entire skeleton of this dinosaur. And then we printed a copy of this model to mount the skeleton that we are showing today at the American Museum.
So it's a data set, becomes a print, becomes a model, becomes a bigger model, becomes a bigger model, becomes what we are unveiling.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you have real bones there for also people to see?
Yes. We also have the femur, one of the bones in the hind limb, and then the entire forelimb.
Which is bigger than you, right?
Oh, yeah. The femur is 2 meters and 40 centimeters, so it's really, really high.
What was it like to discover this fossil? And really, the site itself is so interesting because of what must have happened there.
Yeah, the site is really unique because we found six animals that died in the same place about 100 million years ago. The quality of the preservations of the bones are really fantastic. So it was really, really a unique experience to be able to participate in such a fantastic discovery. The largest dinosaur ever known appearing in front of our eyes. It's just something very, very special for us.
And the tail of this dinosaur is a real killer, but it wasn't a predator. It was just protecting itself.
Yeah. There is this basic question is that, you know, why did they become so big? You know, why they evolved in these gigantic animals? You know, one of the reasons that we have found is that being a giant is a very good way to avoid predation. Right? Like modern-day elephants.
And it's not as though the Tyrannosaurus rexes couldn't make it to Patagonia.
Well, actually, we know there were like really, really big predators back then, you know, as big as T-Rex. But nonetheless, these animals were much, much bigger than T-Rex. You know, the skeleton is 122 feet long.
What feeling do you get standing next to this thing, and what scientifically would you want people to see and feel when they're next to this model other than just, whoa, awesome?
Well, the first thing you feel is you feel tiny, you know? that's a very, you know, universal feeling. And you immediately wonder, what was it like to be such a gigantic animal? You know, how fast they had to grow to reach that body size in 20 years or 30 years. That's probably, you know, how much it took for this dinosaur to become adult.
So that's a lot of kale.
Yeah. You know, how much they needed to eat. These animals must have been like extremely voracious. I mean, they need to eat like a huge amount of plant material per day to support their own, you know, energetic requirements, their physiology.
Now, I saw a trailer at the museum calling it Titanosaurus, and I've also heard the name Dreadnoughtus, right, from down in Argentina. But does it have a name yet?
Yeah. No, this one doesn't have a name. So it belongs to a family, the Titanosaurs. So it is a titanosaur, this group of dinosaurs that is basically the type of dinosaur that achieved the largest body size. And this one is a brand new species. So it doesn't have an official name yet. It's going to be published, the scientific paper, very soon.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
You know the real name?
Right.
You can't tell me, though.
Yeah, I can't tell you because...
Is it Humongosaurus?
No, not that, but that would be a good
that's
one.
That's a good one. Like that.
Yeah, because of the way the scientific naming rules are, right. The name cannot be released before the scientific paper appears. So that's...
Well, that's great. So we won't know it today.
Yeah, we will not.
So, all right. Know. So finally, I read this fossil is not even full grown. Is that right?
Is that right? Yeah. By analyzing the bone tissue, you can estimate, you know, how old these animals were and if they had stopped growing or not. And we did the analysis, and this animal does not have this grown-up bone tissue
so
on the surface.
Like a teenager.
Yeah, probably was a teenager. You know, it wasn't a baby, certainly.
Yeah.
But they probably had room to go.
Dr. Diego Pohl, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Dr. Diego Pohl is a paleontologist at the Museum of Paleontology in Egidio Ferruglio in Patagonia, Argentina.